A gopi friend's statement to Srimati Radharani. Shri Radham Prati Sakhi Vakyam. Text 198. Manmaton matitam matutam prati bruhi kinchana samurla satsmitam kincha sincha megashava lochane lochane inkata sudhauga nirjarai. Say something to the splendidly smiling, infallible personality of Godhead who stands before you, filled with amorous desire. O fawn-eyed girl, sprinkle him with the flooding nectar of your amorous glance. Author unknown. Text 199.
Govinde svayamakaroksarojanetre Mremandha Vadavaparapanam Sakitvam Karpanyam Nakurudaravalokadane Vikriti Kadanika Mankusheva Vadaha.
My dear love blinded friend, you have already sold yourself and all your beauty to Govinda. Now you should not be bashful. Please look upon him cheerfully. One who has sold an elephant to another person should not make a miserly quarrel about selling the trident which controls the elephant. Sri Rupa Goswami. Text 200.
Padamanodaga padayata radhaya padidamba kaushala vikasi bhavaya satya sahasmanasa bhajanotsavam nidavahiya chikichakanda shekaraha.
With affectionate Radharani, who is very expert at the art of embracing, peacock feather crowned Krishna enjoyed a great festival to welcome the arrival of Kamadev. Sri Kaviraj Mishra. Text 201.
Asmin kunje vinapi pachalati pavanam vartate kopi nunam pasyama kinagatpet yonasadati gane bhita bhite bhakanam tasmin radha sakovak sukhiyat vilasan krindhaya kaita bhari vyatam vano mrgari pabala gota gora rava raudrochanaram.
This forest grove trembles even though there is no wind. Someone must be here. We don't see anyone. The cowherd boys have all fled from this place in terror. In this place there is only Radha's friend Krishna, who enjoys pastimes of loudly, playfully, ferociously, and frighteningly roaring like a tiger. May Lord Krishna delight you all. Author unknown. Joking words of gopi friends aware of the divine couple's intimate pastimes.
Kridanantaram janatinam sakinam narmukti.
Text 202.
Ihanichalanakunje manyamanyasarantu vijanamajanishaya kasya bala pravalai itinikatita vrinde yoshitam pantu yushman smita shabalita radha madhavalokitani.
The gopi said, what passionate lover made this couch of new flower petals here in the middle of this solitary grove of nichula trees? I pray that Sri Radha Madhava's smiling glances at these joking gopis may protect you all. Sri Rupadev. The words of an innocent child. Mugdha Bala Vakyam. Text 203.
Krishna Tvandvanamalaya Saharitam Kenapi Kunjodare Gopi Kuntala Barhadama Tadidam Praptam Mayagrishyatam Ittam Dugnamukena Gopishashanakya Tetrapanam Rayo Radha Madhava Yojayanti Balita Smerala Sadrishtayaha.
A very young gopa said, O Krishna, deep in the forest I found your forest flower garland and peacock feather necklace in this gopi's hair. Someone must have taken them from you. Please take them back. Hearing these words, Radha and Madhava glanced at each other, all glories to their gently smiling, embarrassed glances. Sri Lakshman Sen. A gopi friend alludes to Radha's pastimes with Lord Krishna on the previous day. Sri Radhya Sahadinantada Keli Atra Sakhi Vakyam. Text 204. Aduna Dadimanta Nama Bandham Gurase King Guru Vibhramala Sanghi Kalashastani Lala Siti Kunje Murali Komalakakali Murari. O girl whose breasts are like water pots, you are very tired. Why churn yogurt now? At this moment, Lord Murari sweetly plays his flute in the forest. Sri Rupa Goswami. Her reply with a hidden meaning, Tasya Sakuta Vakya. Text 205. Shvastrud ingata devatam nayana yori hali ho yatarak swami nikshvasite pisu yati mano jindrak sapatni jana tandura daya mandali kamamona drig bhangi bhave nate vaidag divibhadha prabandha rasike vyartho yamatra shamaha. My mother-in-law is suspicious. My sisters-in-law watch my every move, licking me with their eyes. My husband sighs with jealousy. My enemies sniff about to discover my intentions. I cannot go with you now. From a distance, please accept my respects with folded hands. What is the use of these crooked sidelong glances? O friend expert at relishing transcendental mellows, these endeavors to convince me to go with you are all useless. Author unknown. Text 206. Sankheti kuta kokila dinandang kangsad vishak kuvato varon mochana lola shanka balayakvanam moho shvinbataha. Keyam kehimati pagalba jadati vakena dunatmano radha prangana kona koli vitapi krodhe gata sharvari. When Lord Krishna arrived in Radha's courtyard for their rendezvous, his tinkling ornaments sounded like the cooing of cuckoos and other birds. He suddenly heard the door open, and he also heard the continual jingling sounds of conch shell bracelets. When he heard the arrogant Jarati call out, "Who's there? Who's there?" he became pained at heart. He spent that entire night hiding in a tree in a corner of the courtyard. Sri Hara. Text 207. Ahuta de Mohotsavi Nishigahang Shunyam Vimuchyagata Chivak Prisha Janakatam Kulabadhure Kakini Yasyati Vatsatvam Tadimam Nayala Yamati Shudva Yasoda Giro Radha Madhava Yoja Yantamododasme Dala Sadrishtayaha. Mother Yashoda said to Krishna, "My child, I invited Radha to a party at night. Her husband wasn't at home. She left her empty home and came here. When she came, the servants were very agitated and said, 'How can a chaste wife travel about all alone? How can she return to her home unaccompanied?' For this reason, my child, I want you to escort her home." When Radha and Madhava heard Mother Yashoda's words, they glanced at each other. All glories to their sweetly smiling, gentle glances. Sri Lakshman Sen. Text 208. Gacham yachuta darshanena babata kim triptir utpanyati kintvevam vidyanasta yo hatajanak sambhava yatyan yatha ityamantana bhangi suchita bhatavasthana kedalasam Ashlishyan Pulakotkaranchatatanu Gopin Hari Patavaha. One day, Radha accidentally met Krishna in the forest. She said, "I am going. Oh, Achyuta, what happiness will I get by seeing you? If a girl stays in a secluded place with a man, her reputation is ruined." After saying these crooked words, Radha feigned unhappiness and remained motionless. Lord Krishna suddenly embraced her, and the hairs of his body stood up with joy. "I pray Lord Krishna will protect you all." Author unknown. Joking words of a gopi friend, Sakhi Narma. Text 209. Sakhi Pulakani Sakambamba Histalitas Tomalayam Prata Vikshobitasinunam Krishna Madhangi Nakalyani. Sakhi Pulakini Sakambamba Histalitas Tomalayam Prata Vikshobitasinunam Krishna Madhangi Nakalyani. O friend, you are trembling. The hairs on your body are standing up. You have run into the house from outside. O beautiful girl, you must certainly have been attacked by the black snake of Lord Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami. A gopi friend encourages Srimati Radharani to meet Lord Krishna. Punaranyedhur abhisadika tatra sakhi vakya. Text 210. Aklanta duti bivasanta kusamaruttangsayan kuntalam antak kelati kundarita nayane kunje sukandikshana asman mandida karma tasta bakara nadyapi vishram yatak kimbru mro rasikagrani rasigati neyam vilambakshama. O Kanjana-eyed girl, at this moment in the forest groves, lotus-eyed Krishna is decorating the gopi's hair with splendid springtime flowers. For this reason, we say, you are the best of all girls, expert at relishing transcendental pastimes. Why do you not take your hands from this housework and go to him? There is not a moment to lose. Sri Rupa Goswami. Srimati Radharani's reply to a questioning gopi friend. Parikshana Karini Sakim Pati Sri Radha Vakyam. Text 211. Lanjai Vorgatitaka Mattakulisho Badhak Patastiti Mahyandai Vivilangita Patiponakkeyam Kalindatmaja. Akshipta kaladrishtudeva sahasa vyalavali kidrishi brana eva samarpita sikichadam tasmai kime shatanuhu. One day, as Radha was hurrying to meet Krishna in the forest, a gopi friend met her and asked why she was hurrying so quickly. Radha said, "I'm embarrassed. Has lightning struck my door? Does the Yamuna flood my house? Do snakes stare at me with angry eyes? Are these the reasons for my haste? Or is the reason that I have eternally offered my body and life to Lord Krishna?" Author unknown. Text 212. Dvitrai kele sororu hung tritaturadam mila mali srajam. Kantan mauktika malika tadanu chachak vapadai panchashai Krishna prema vagonitam tadataya dura visaratura Tanvangi nudupahyamam vanipadam shoni badam nindati. After two or three steps, she thinks her toy lotus flower a burden and sets it down by the road. After three or four steps, she sets down the garland of jasmine flowers decorating her braids, and after five steps, she removes the pearl necklace from her neck. Then slender Radha, unhappy that the meeting is so far away, and her heart trembling with love for Krishna, rebukes her hips for being so heavy, but she cannot abandon them, and so she is forced to carry them. Author unknown. Srimati Radharani makes careful arrangements for the rendezvous with Lord Krishna. Text 213.
Talpam kalpa yaduti pallava kurlaranta lata mandapi nibandham mama pushma mandana vadhau nadhyapi kim munchasi pasya krida damanda mandatama sangvrindata vimtastare tangopinda kumara matta milita prahyam manakshankate.
O messenger friend, why don't you stop decorating me with flowers and decorate the bed in this forest cottage instead? Look, playful, blinding darkness now covers Vrindavan forest. My heart hopes that here I will meet Lord Krishna, the prince of the Gopas.
Sri Raghunath Das. Srimati Radharani longs to meet Krishna.
Utkantita. Text 214.
Sakisa vijito vina vadyakya pyaparastriya panitam abhavatta bhyam tatra chapaladitam dhruvam katamitadatha shepali shuskalat kusamaswapi pasadati nabo mandye pindapihe nabilambyate.
My friend, perhaps some other woman enticed Krishna with lute music. Perhaps she won him in a gambling match. The night is very beautiful. The shapely flowers are in bloom. The moon has already half traversed the sky. Some other woman must have lured my lover, Krishna. Otherwise, why is he so late in coming here?
Author unknown.
Text 215.
Adati diyamupayati mam na nidra ganayati tasya gunan mano na doshan vidamati vajani na sangamasha vajadita nustanutam na chanuragaha.
Unhappy sleep does not come near me. My heart counts his virtues but not his faults. The night ends but my desire to meet him does not end. My body has become weak and thin, but my love for him has not become weak at all.
Sri Kanka.
Srimati Radharani is separated from Lord Krishna.
Vipralabdha.
Text 216.
Uttishta duti yamo yamo yatas tatapi nayata yatak padamapi jive jivatanato mbabetasya. Uttishta duti yamo yamo yatas tatapi nayato yatak padamapi jive jivatanato mhavetasya.
O messenger friend, get up, let us go. The hour is past, and still he has not come. A girl who can remain alive in this situation certainly has the god of life in her control.
Sri Kanka.
Srimati Radharani is cheated by Lord Krishna.
Kundita.
Text 217.
Laksha Lakshmana Lata Pottamabitak Keyudam Hundragali Vaktri Kandila Kalimana Yana Yostambula Ragoghana Drishtva Koba Vadahi Mandanamidam Pratashchiram Preyaso Leela Tamana Sodade Mrigadu Shakshvasak Samaptim Gataha.
At daybreak, seeing marks of red lac on Krishna's forehead, the impression of armlets on his neck, black mascara on his mouth, and the red betel stains around his eyes, doe-eyed Radha suddenly stopped sighing. Decorated with intense anger, she was like a red lotus flower.
Sri Outkala.
Her words, Tasya Vakyam. Text 218.
Kritam mitya jalpa vidama viditam kama kachirat priyam tame vochen abisada yadiya nakapadai vilasaischa praptam tava vidipadam raga bahulai maya kinte krityam duvamakutula chara padaya.
O What is the use of these lies? Stop! Stay, O Debauchee, with the girl who placed these glistening red scratch marks on your chest. What do you want with an honest girl like me? Sri Rudra. Text 219.
Sardham manorata shataista vadhurta kanta saivastitha manasikritam abhava ramya asmakamasti nahi kashchidi havakashas tasmakritam charanapata vadambanabhihi.
Filled with hundreds of lusty desires, your beautiful new mistress pretends she loves you in her heart. I am not like her. What is the use of pretending to fall at my feet? Sri Rudra. Text 220.
Analankatopi madhava hadasimanome sadapasabam kim punanalankatastam sampatanakarakshatais tasya analankatopi madhava hadasimanome sadapasabam kim punanalankatastam sampatanakarakshatais tasya.
O Madhava, even when you do not wear ornaments, you enchant my heart. How much more enchanting you are, decorated with nice scratch marks of this other girl. Sri Vishwanath. The statement of Srimati Radharani is depressed because she was cheated by Lord Krishna, who failed to appear at the rendezvous. Kandanapta nirvedayas tasya vakyam. Text 221.
Vyatita prarambhaka pranaya bahumano bagalito drudashayata me paninataniyam pranitamapi yateshtam cheshtam tam vidhi vadavikyata yashaso vibhavamayete pekamanta sudhangshu pravitaya.
Now all my endeavors have come to an end. Now my heart is crushed. Now my last hopes have left, and I am on the verge of giving up this life. Now the cuckoos, springtime, moon, and all the others famous for killing lovers separated from their beloved, torment my heart. Sri Purushottama Dev. Text 222.
Ma muncha pancha shada pancha sharim sharire ma sincha sanda makadanda rasena bayo angani tat pranaya bhanga vigarhi thani nalambitum chanamapi chamatenya jivaha.
Dear Mr. Cupid, please do not excite me by throwing your arrows at my body. Dear Mr. Air, please do not arouse me with the fragrance of flowers. I am now bereft of Krishna's loving attitude, and so, under the circumstances, what is the use of my sustaining this useless body? There is no need for such a body by any living entity.
Sri Purushottama Dev.
When Lord Krishna returned in the evening, a gopi friend spoke the following instructions.
Punaksayamayati madhave saki shiksha.
Text
223. Kanchana vanchana chatadeva pancha yatva modantake manam bahuvallabehi pudushe dakshinyam dukkamun bahati. Kanchana vanchana chatadeva pancha yatva modantake manam bahuvallabehi pudushe dakshinyam dukkamun bahati.
Now you should be angry with this expert cheater Krishna. Being gentle to a debauchee will bring only suffering.
Sri Rupa Goswami.
The Angry Gopi, Manini. Text 224.
Bhavatu vidadam chadmala paralam priyagamyatam tonadapinate dosho smakam vidhishtu paran mukha.
Say it. What is the use of these tricky lies? Beloved, go now. It is not your fault at all. Destiny is against us. If you love me, do this. Alas, what suffering have I seen in this wretched, fickle life? Sri Amaru. Text 225.
Kastvang tasi yadrichaya katavayastishtanti gopangana premanang nabidanti yastabahari king tasu te kaitavam. Esha hanta hatashaya yadabhavam fahe katana param dhena syapana yoduna kalamam apranai samam yasyati.
O cheater, to the gopis who have accidentally come here, what are you? O Lord Hari, these girls don't love you. How can you cheat them? I alone have fallen hopelessly in love with you. You are as dear to me as life.
Shri Purushottam Dev.
A gopi friend's words as Krishna departs. Nishkramati Krishne Sakhi Vakyam. Text 226.
Sachikandhadama munkya mikshase yatu yati sakiputanardanaho vamaditi chaturami pamarim sevatam padamadevatamiva.
Why do you tilt your neck and stare at him? O friend, let Krishna go. Let him go. Only a fool would treat this tricky debauchee like the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sri Rupa Goswami.
Krishna's message sent through a gopi messenger.
Sri Krishna Duti Vakyam.
Text 227.
Brema bagahana kote manam ma kurchadaya kadabohu nakani kinna mugde jatam piyashamantane gadalam. Brema bagahana kote manam ma kurchadaya kadabohu nakani kinna mugde jatam piyashamantane gadalam.
O girl with thighs like an elephant's trunk, please don't be eternally angry with me for plunging you into this ocean of love. O charming one, have you not heard how poison was produced by churning nectar?
Sri Ranga.
Text 228.
Vidumukhi vimukhi bhavam bhavanimam bhasane maga mudhe nagamana guda katipaya kalyanato milati. Vidumukhi vimukhi bhavam bhavanimam bhasane maga mudhe nagamana guda katipaya kalyanato milati.
O moon-faced girl, O affectionate one, don't turn from my words. O charming one, how many pious activities must one perform in order to hear my words, which are carefully kept secret from even the personified Vedas?
Sri Ranga.
Srimati Radharani's statement to the gopi messenger.
Dutim prati Sri Radha Vakyam.
Text 229.
Alamalamagutasya tasya nana punanapi saiva kata katak sakala kataya kataya vata tapi duti pati vachanam vishatopi mananiyam.
Enough! Stop saying the name of this merciless person. Again the time is past talking of him. O gopi messenger, tell me again what he said. Tell me. Careful attention should be given to the words of the enemy.
Sri Angada.
A gentle-hearted friend's statement to a gopi who has quarreled with Lord Krishna.
Kalahantaritam tam pati dakshina sakhi vakyam.
Text
230. Analocha prema kpani nati manadritta suridas dvayakande manak kimiti sarale priyasikutak samakrishta yete vidahadahanod bhasodashikha sahaste nangaras talalamadunaran niruditai.
O pious girl, first you refuse to see his love, then you insult your friends, and now you are suddenly angry with your lover. Still, I can see that you are burning in the flames of separation from Krishna, and your anger at him is like crying in the wilderness.
Sri Amaru.
Harsh words from a gopi friend. Karkasha Saki Vakyam. Text 231.
Mana Bandham Abhitakshrati Yanti Gauravang Kalohadiya Gauri Arjavang Bhajate Dhanujari Vanchake Savalatamahi Sadhvi.
O fair complexion gopi, please do not loosen and untie the knot of your anger. Krishna does not like gentle saintliness. A cheater does not think honesty is a virtue.
Sri Rupa Goswami. Srimati Radharani's reply, Tam Pati Shri Radha Vakya.
Text
232. Bru Bhango Ganitaschidam Yanayorabhyastamamilanam Rodham Shikshitam Adare Nahasitam Maune Bhyoga Krita Dayam Kartam Apistiri Kritam Idam Chetak Katam Chinmaya Baddho Mana Parigrahe Padakaraksid Nhistu Daivestite.
I repeatedly practiced knitting my eyebrows. I studied how to stare without blinking. Again and again I practiced remaining silent with a sarcastic smile. I studied how to keep my heart steady and not lose my composure. I can practice how to be angry with Krishna, but my final success still remains in the hands of fate.
Sri Amaru.
Text 233.
Janami mauna malasangi vacho vibhangi bhangi shitam nayana yoda pichaturincha abhir ananda namukam buddha sangha shansi bhangshiravo irinamam abhishikaroti.
O alasangi, I know how to display an angry silence. I know how to speak crooked sarcastic words. And I know how to angrily knit my eyebrows in hundreds of ways. If I do not become overwhelmed by the sound of the flute on Krishna's lotus mouth, I know how to display all these angry features.
Author unknown.
Text 234.
Satyam shunomi saki nityanava priyo sau. Gopastatapi vidyam madano dunoti yuktya katanchana samam kamite pitasmin mam tasikala mularika valika roti.
Yes, my friend, I have heard that Krishna is a debauchee always searching for new lovers. Still, my heart trembles with love for him. I pacified my heart with many logical arguments and was able to chase the love from it. But then, in the next moment, I found myself devoured by the sweet sound of Krishna's flute.
Sriman Prabhupada.
Text
235. Najane sammukhayate priyani vadati priye priyanti mamagatrani shotratam kumunetratam. Najane sammukhayate priyani vadati priye priyanti mamagatrani shotratam kumunetratam.
When my lover Krishna stands before me and speaks sweet words, do all my senses become ears or do they become eyes? I do not know.
Author unknown.
Text 236.
Murarim pasyantya saki sakalam mangam nanayanam kutam yat trinvantya hadigunaganam shota nichitam samante nalapam sapadibachayantya mukamayam vidatu naivayam katanapadipati madurima.
When I gaze at Krishna, the creator Brahma does not transform all my senses into eyes. When I hear about Krishna's transcendental qualities, Brahma does not transform all my senses into ears. When I speak with Krishna, Brahma does not transform all my limbs into mouths. Brahma does not know anything about drinking the nectar of Krishna.
Sri Sharana.
Jealous words from a gopi friend, Sakya Sabya Suya Vakyam. Text 237.
And Tramasi Vishuddha Salale Mulali Vakra Strida Vakra Bangura Sulaban Torodak Sakibaja Yanteva. Tramasi Vishuddha Salale Mulali Vakra Strida Vakra Bangura Sulaban Torodak Sakibaja Yanteva.
O honest, upright friend, you are very pure at heart, and this flutist Krishna is very crooked. Because he is so crooked, with his form bending in three places, the crooked Vaijayanti garland finds it very easy to rest on his chest.
Sri Rupa Goswami.
Words of agitated Radharani.
Chubita Radhikokti.
Text 238.
Nikshvasa valananda hanti vidyam nirmula man matyate nindra naiti nadrishyate priyamukham ratrin divam rudhyate angam shoshamapaiti padapatitak preyantato pekshita sakya kinguna makalaya dahite manam vayam kharita.
Now that I can no longer see the face of my lover Krishna, sighs burn my mouth. My heart is torn from its roots. Sleep refuses to come to me. I cry day and night. My limbs have dried up, and I simply wait for the footsteps of my beloved Krishna. O friends, what quality of Krishna should I remember so I may become angry with him?
Sri Amaru.
A gopi's words to Srimati Radharani, who was meditating on Lord Krishna in separation.
Manaja vidahena dhyayantim tam prati kasyaschid vakyam.
Text 239.
Ahare vidati samasta vishaya gramena vritti para nasagre nayanam yadeta tapadam yakchay katanam mano maunam chedamidam chashunyamakilam yan vishamabhatite. Tandru yasaki yogini kemasi bhokim bhavi yonginyasi.
You refuse to eat. You have stopped all activities of the senses. Your eyes are fixed on the tip of your nose, and your mind is fixed on a single thought. You are now silent, and you see the entire world as a void. O friend, please tell me, have you become a mystic yogini, or are you wrapped in meditation on Krishna?
Author unknown.
Srimati Radharani's reply, Tam Prati Sri Radha Vakyam. Text 240.
Sangama vidha vikalpe vadamahi vadaho na sangamastasya eka saheva sange tubavanam apitam mayam vidahe. Sangama vidha vikalpe vadamahi vadaho na sangamastasya eka saheva sange tubavanam apitam mayam vidahe.
Separation from Krishna is better than meeting him. When I meet him, there is only one Krishna. But when I am separated from him, the three worlds become filled with Krishnas. Author unknown. Krishna's feelings of separation. Krishna Vidaha. Text 241.
Sanjate vidahe kayapi vidahe sandanite chintaya kalindi tatavete siva laganachaya nashanatmanaha. Bhaya sukalakanta kuchitakala gopasya kansatvisho jihvavartita talumuchita marudin visparita gitaya.
His heart agitated in separation from a certain gopi, Lord Krishna sat down in the dark shade of the Vetasi trees by the Yamuna's shore. Without using his tongue or palate, he played flute melodies as sweet as the warbling of the cuckoos. May those melodies protect you all. Author unknown. Radha and Krishna become pleased with each other.
Sri Krishna Nunaya Radha Prasadanam.
Text 242.
Shirashchayam Krishna Swayamakrita Radha Chadanayo Bhujavalli Chayam Iyamapitadiya Patikvitao Hiti Krida Kope Nibhutam Bayorapyanunaya Pasadhao Jiyastham Apigudha Samaksham Chitavato.
In the presence of his elders, Krishna moved his head so its shadow appeared at Radha's feet. Radha responded by moving the vines of her arms so their shadows embraced Krishna. In this way, as their unsuspecting elders looked on, Radha and Krishna ended their playful lovers' quarrel and again became pleased with each other. All glories to Radha and Krishna's again becoming pleased with each other. Shri Hara. Words of Radha's gopi friend to Lord Krishna. Shri Krishnam Pati Shri Radha Sakhi Vakyam. Text 243. Sa sarvataiva rakta ragam gunjeva natumuke vahati vachanapatostava ragam kevalamaste shukasyeva. Sa sarvataiva rakta ragam gunjeva natumuke vahati vachanapatostava ragam kevalamaste shukasyeva. Radha is completely red with love for you. Her love is like the redness of a gunja berry, which is red not only on the surface, but through and through. O clever talking Krishna, the redness of your love for her is not in your heart, but only in your mouth, just as a parrot's mouth is red, but the rest of him is some other color. Shri Govardhan Acharya. Text 244. Subhaga bhavata rinye tasya jvalatsmana pavaki vyabini vishita prema dikyam cherat pakati kritam tabudu vidihe shite pye vamsa daiva sukaptihe mama sahachadi sanik sneha managapi nastitha.
O handsome Krishna, Radha's heart burns with love for you. You eternally stay in her heart. On the other hand, your heart is always very cool and cheerful. My unloved friend Radha is never allowed to enter there, even for a moment.
Shri Rudra. Narration of another day's pastimes, Dinantara Varta. Text 245.
Agatya panipatta sankvita sakhi dantantare sagasi. Svayam kovati talpa parsha nibhate durtinga sangvahanam gyatva sparsha vishataya kila sakhi branteva vakshashanaye ghinnasi tabidhaya milata dushasananda maropitam.
Once Lord Krishna offended Radha and they quarreled. Afterwards, Krishna disguised himself as a gopi, fell down at the feet of one of Radha's gopi friends, pacified her, and by her arrangement was able to enter Radha's house. When Radha was alone on her bed, disguised Krishna approached her bedside and began to massage her body. The touch of his hand reminded her of Krishna. Still thinking Krishna to be a gopi, she said to him, "Ah, you must be very unhappy. Krishna must have forsaken you as he has me." She looked into Krishna's eyes. After that, she slowly and very happily fell into his arms. Author unknown. Text 246.
Vastutastu gudu bhitaya taya vyantite kapatamana kudmale Bheshalapa yasakindra shahari bodhitastatalata grahangyayau.
Radha became genuinely afraid of the possible intrusion of her elders, and for this reason the bud of her feigned anger began to blossom. Her dear and intelligent gopi friend cast a meaningful glance at Krishna to apprise him of the situation. He understood. He took his leave and went to the cottage of vines by the Yamuna's shore, only to meet Radha again in that more secluded place. Author unknown. Text 247.
Madhava madhuda madhavi lata mandape patadatan madhuvrate sanjagausha vanacharu gopika manami nabadishe nabenuna.
Walking in the Madhavi grove where there were many bumblebees, intelligent Madhava played very beautiful music on his flute, which was like a fish hook to catch the fish of the gopis' hearts. Author unknown.
Words of a certain gopi to Srimati Radharani, who was searching for Lord Krishna on the pretext of picking flowers.
Pushpachalena Sri Krishnam Anveshayantim Sri Radham Patikasyaschit Uktihi.
Text 248.
Pantakshe mamayostute padihada pratyuha sambhavanam etan matramadhadi sundadi mayanetra pranali pathe nire nila saroj mundra lagunam tire tamalankura kunje kopikalinda shaila duhituk punskokila kelati.
This is a good path. Don't think that there are obstacles here. I have seen this path with my own eyes. It leads to the Yamuna's waters where there are splendid blue lotus flowers. On the shore is a tamal tree, and in the grove nearby, the male cuckoo of the Supreme Personality of Godhead enjoys pastimes. Sri Sarva Vidyavinod.
Conversation between Radha and Krishna on the Yamuna's shore.
Tatra Yamuna Tire Gataya Sri Radhaya Sahare Shankata.
Text 249.
Katam madhava dutika vadasi kim manam jahihi prihe dutak sonyamana manaka bisakitva yadadam lojati ityanyo nikatar saipa muditam radham saki veshavan nitva kundragaham pakashat tanusmero hari patuvaha.
Who are you? I am a gopi messenger sent by Madhava. What is his message?
He says, O beloved, please don't be angry with me.
That rascal has given his heart to another girl.
O friend, he never stopped worshipping you for a moment.
Radha was pleased by the nectar of this conversation. Disguised as a gopi, Krishna brought her to a cottage in the forest grove and then revealed his real form. May smiling Lord Krishna protect you all.
Sri Vasava. Text 250.
Vasantak sannandho vipinam janam tvam chataduni spudat kama veshe vayusi vayamap yahitapada vajatvam varadhi chanamata vilambhasva yadivaha sputam jatastavat chatadavachananam avasaraha.
It is spring. This forest is very secluded. You are a young girl, and I am an amorous young boy. O Radha, come to me. If you hesitate for a moment, you will simply become the object of your friend's clever teasing jokes.
Author unknown.
Srimati Radharani's reply, Tatra Sri Radha Vakyam. Text 251.
Swami mungdatarovanam ganamidam balahame kakini chauni mavrinute tamalamalina chayatamak santati tanme sundada krishna muncha sahasavat meti radhagira shutvatam padirabhyaman matakalasakto hari patuva.
My lord, you are mistaken. This forest is dense and dark. I am a young girl all alone. This place is completely covered by the shade of these tamal trees. Oh, handsome Krishna, please leave me at once.
When Krishna heard Radha's words, he at once embraced her. May passionate Lord Krishna protect you all.
Author unknown.